to meet his friend. The shiur should be a special source for every morning. Maras Yishayahu. Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. And it's based on the Torah of Marv Rabbi Agon Agad Rab Chaim Meir Har with Shlita. We paskin that Tarovas Lach Belach, two moist, wet, liquid properties that got mixed up. If it's Min B'Sheino Mino, then you have to move out to B'Shishim, because we paskin Tam Kikris Daraisa. That's if it's min b'sheino mino, two different types. If it's yavish b'yavish min b'eino mino midaraisa, it's batul b'rov. Chazal say you need 60 because of lach b'lach. Atul lach b'lach, where you need 60 here also you need 60. But midaraisa, it's batul b'rov. Min b'mino lach b'lach, min atar is batul b'rov. And Chazal say you need 60 because of eino mino, because eino mino needs 60, so mino also needs 60. Tarovas yavish b'yavish min b'mino, even with the Rabbanan, it's enough if you have bittul berov. The Mechaber and Yerodei Tzadiches writes, in the Sarev min b'mino v'nishbach. Let's say you have this taroves, min b'mino, of Isser and Heter together, and then it was spilled so that some of it spilled out so you can't know if it was asered. You can't check it out because it was nishbach. So if you know that it was rov heter, it's mutter. And if you don't know that it was rov heter, it's aser. Aval im nisarev. B'she'eno mino v'nishbach bin she'en chol lamad al sharo, if they know the she'erubo heter aser. But if it's min b'she'eno mino when it was spilled, and you don't know what the ratio is, then even if it was rov heter, it's still going to be aser. So what's pshat in this halacha? The reason is that if it's min b'mino, min hataratz batal barov, mid rabbanan, you need 60. And therefore, if it was spilled in Ramasupik, if it had 60, it's mutter because feged rabbanan l'kula. But if it's min b'eino mino, the second case of the mechaber, and it's lach b'lach, where d'oraisa you need 60, if it's nishbach, it's a safek d'oraisa, it's feged d'oraisa, we get l'chur min ya'aser. Rabbi Kiveger in the Chuvis, pesim and pebez, Chuvis, first chelek, comma, asks, why if you have a tarovus min b'mino and it was spilled, your mekel b'safik because of safik d'rabbanan, is a cheskes iser on the iser that fell into the tarovus. Since iser fell into the tarovus is a cheskes iser, we should answer the whole thing. So mikor chazaka, let's be machriya that the iser wasn't misbatel. You have a chazaka that has a cheskes iser. So let's be machriya that the iser wasn't misbatel. A cheskes iser, afilu b'z d'rabbanan, it's also like the shach writes, and Klalis Fakes Fake Oschaf. So he answers that just like there's a Cheskas Isser to the Isser that fell, there's also a Cheskas Heter to the part of Tarobus that was Mutter until now. Yes, there's a Cheskas Isser and the Isser that fell, that it should remain Usser. But what about the Cheskas Heter that it mixed in with Heter? That Heter had a Cheskas Heter beforehand. So let's keep it Becheskas Heter. So Mikol Chazaka, we're going to be Machriya that the Heter wasn't Asser, and therefore you have a Chazaka against the Chazaka, and so the Rabbanan, so you're Mekel and the Rabbanan, as Rabbi Kiva Heger. And explains that it's pashut if we say that chaticha nasis nevela, even sh'aris rum nali rabaser b'chalav, that it's pashut that if we ask the taroves, that the heter will be nefach lios iser mamish. So there it's pashut. In other words, since we're going with the svara that the you have a cheskes heter and you can't be mevatel that cheskes heter or machri al pi the cheskes heter, if you hold that the whole thing becomes Isser. So if we add to the Tarovus, the Heter is Nefach Lios Isser Mamish, we assume the whole thing is Asser. We see the whole thing as being Asser. So it's Pashat there that you don't go La Isser because you have a Cheskes Heter. Helafilu Das Marana Machaber. That we don't say Chanan, we don't say Chatichanasis Nevela, another Isserim. We don't say that the whole thing becomes Asser, we don't say that the Isser. You're not allowed to eat it, but we don't say that the Heter was Nefach Lios Isser. Nevertheless, even according to that, if there's not 60 negative the Yisr, the Gufa Heter becomes Aser. Why? Because Tamakik is Daraisa. And therefore, if we Aser the whole Taroves, it's negative the Chazaka. Therefore, if we Aser the whole Taroves, it's going to be against the Chazaka, against the Cheskes Heter. So even if you don't say Chanan, still Tamakik is Daraisa, you're going to Aser the whole thing. We have a Cheskes Heter here. You can't do that. You can't Aser the whole Taroves because you have a Cheskes Heter. If we ask the whole Tarovus, it's against the Chazaka, and we don't want to do that. We don't go against the Chazaka. I can see from Rabbeinu Tam and Chulin Tzadichas Amid Beis, the Maschal Rava, that if a person eats a kezayis from a tarovus when there isn't 60, he gets malchus mishum tam ke'ikar. And the stam, even Rabbeinu Tam holds that Chanan b'sha'ar surim is only midrabanan. And yet you still see that this whole tarovus becomes aser. Because if there's not 60, and he eats a kezayis from the tarovus, he gets malchus. That's tam kikar, not because the whole thing turned into iser, but because of tam kikar. Because a little bit of tam is like the ikar, and therefore we aser the this tarovus. And since we can't ask for the tarovus because we have a cheskes heter, mele we're matir when it's only a derabbanan. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger adds that even though here we're talking about min b'mino, and min b'mino there's no inyan of tam, because that's the tam in the first place. What's mixed in is in adding a different tam. So there's no inyan of tam, it doesn't give a new tam. Nevertheless, Chazal still asered min b'mino, just like eino mino. Eino mino gives tam, so here we apply the same rules, and we would aser it. But here, where it's only a suffix derabbanan, so because maybe there was 60 kenegdo, memela we are matir this iser derabbanan, because like we said, there's cheskes heter, and even though by min b'mino, there's no union of tam, nevertheless, Chazal asered min b'mino, just like min b'sheino mino. So mikoch zeh, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was motzi yechidish la'alacha, that if you have a tarovus yavish b'yavish, min b'eino mino, let's say you have a tarovus of two dry items that are two different species, two different types, and then it was, you have this mixture, and then part of it spilled out, and now you don't know anymore if there was 60. Keneged, what do we say about Tarovus Yavesh B'Yavesh? We said that if it's Min B'Sheino Mino, Yavesh B'Yavesh, you need 60. Midaraisa, it's Batul Chad B'Tshrei, but Midarabanan, you need 60. So let's say you have a Tarovus Yavesh B'Yavesh, Min B'Sheino Mino, and it was spilled out, you don't know if there was Shishim, so the Tarovus is Aser Misafik. Here the cheskes heter is not going to help us, and we're going to still answer the tarovus, the mixture misafik. Why? Because biyavish biyavish, the heter doesn't turn into iser, because there's no inyan of tam. So there's no heter lefach lios iser. What do we say before that? We go with the heter. We're mechuyeke lefi the heter, because you can't say that the heter turned into iser. But anyway, in tarovus biyavish biyavish, heter doesn't turn into iser because there's no inyan of tam. So, and that Chazal required 60, why did Chazal require 60 keneged the Isser? It's Shalayavul Hashem Yavul of Ashlam, lest you come to cook them together. So Chazal said that you need 60. But if, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you have a Torah B'Siyavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Omina, and you don't know if there was 60, and you need 60 Shem Yavul of Ashlam, but you don't know if there was 60, so the tarovus is a surah misafek, and the cheskes heter of yavish b'yavish isn't going to help, because here the heter doesn't return into iser. So you can't say, let's go with the cheskes heter, because you can't say the heter turned into iser, because here anyway the heter doesn't turn into iser. Elamai, you need 60, because shema yavol of ashlam. And here we're not sure if you have 60, so we have to answer it. Because you have an iser here, and there's a cheskes iser. So mikoch, this cheskes iser that was mixed in, we don't want to change the cheskes iser of what was mixed in. And memela, mikoach hazaka zu, mikoach the cheskes iser, we're going to be machria that there wasn't 60 in the tarovus. Because if we're matter the whole thing, then we're changing the cheskes iser of what fell in. So the cheskes heter, you can't be machria lefi the cheskes heter and say it didn't change, because anyway it doesn't change. Because there's no meaning of tam here. But you need 60 shema yavol of ashlam, and you don't know if you have 60. So how are we going to be machriya? We're going to be machriya with the cheskes iser, because something aser fell in. You don't know if there was 60 kenegdo, and that you don't want to change, and that you're not going to change that into heter. So therefore, we're going to answer the whole Tarovis. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. So Mirtzah Shem, I'd like to get more into that beside the Tarovis issue in a different shir, but now I'd like to go into a Mikvos issue and relate that to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That in the Tosefta Mikvos it says if you have two Mikvos of Arbaim Echad Shav Echad Kash Echad Tavo Echad Mehem Mitum Chamur Vaset Tarus Tluyas B'Sheni Vas Tarus Tarus B'Medvar Amur Mitum Chamur Avol Mitum Kala Eilav Eilat Tluyas. This means that if you have two Mikvos and each of them is 40 Sah, one of them is Mayim Shuvim, one of them is Kasher, and he was told on one of them from a Tumah Chamura, like Tumas Mace, and then he involved himself with Tyrus. What's the status of these Tyrus? Do we assume he went to the Kasher Mikvah, the non-Kasher Mikvah? The answer is Tluyos, they're Pesafik. B'Sheni, let's say now he went into the second Mikvah, so now you know he went to the Kasher Mikvah. Vasa Tyrus, then it's Tahirus, then they're Tar. So Medvarim, this is only if it's Tumah Chamura. Tumah Chamura, so you know he went into the Tar Mikvah, so he's cool, so it's Tar. But if it's a Tumah Kal, if it's a lighter Tumah, they're both Tluyos. The first time he touched, the second time he touched, it's Bisafik. And the reason if he was Tovo, but Tumah Kala, Eilav Eilat Tluyos, because you have Gzeres Yitches Davar, there it goes there, if somebody's Bar Rosh Eru Ramayim Shuvim, that he's Tamim Midrabanan. And therefore here also, Rechoshesh, maybe in the end he was Tovo in the Shov, and if he was Tovo in the Shov in the end, then Bitvilasa he's Nitim Midrabanan. And that's why in Tumah Kala, Eilav Eilat Tluyos. Aye, but what about the Tumah Chamura? So why Tumah Chamura were more Mekel? And we said that if he went into both Mikvos, then it's Tar. The Tar was he was also again our Tar. So the Rash writes, Perek Beis, the Mikvos, Mishnah Beis, to explain the Tosefta, why Betovah Mitumah Chamura, we're not Choshesh Shema Tovah Bachrona. Maybe the latter Tvila was in the Mikvah Shelf, and he's going to become Tar Tomei, Migzeras, Yudches Dover. So he writes, Hashem Achmirina Betumah Kala Tvei Mitumah Chamura, that Tumah Chamura Amrina and Harishon Atzlius Vishnias Taharos, Vahainu Taimishim Dahacha Meikara Tumah Kala, Havalei Dimimayim Shuvim Tabal Basav. That now we're Machmir in Tumah Kala more than in Tumah Chamura, because in Tumah Chamura we say that the Rishon is Atzlius, but the second time he's Tobel, then it's Tar, there's no more Safik. And the reason is Vahainu Taimishim Dahacha, because here, Meikara Tumah Kala, Havalei, Dimimayim Shuvim Tabal Basav. Akati Tumakala Ispe Sherei Ba Rosh Avruba B'mayim Shuvim Hilkach Shteim Tluyos. Because if we're dealing with Tumakala and he was Tovel in the end in Mayim Shuvim, so he still has the Tumakala because he went Rosh Avruba B'mayim Shuvim, so Shteim Tluyos. So the first time he went into Mikvah, you don't know if he went into a kosher Mikvah, so Mimela he's still going to be Safik Tame when he has his Tumah Kala. Now the second time he goes in, now you know the second time, one of the two times he went into a kosher mikvah, he's still going to be Tame, because maybe the second time he went into Mayim Shuvim, and now it's Mayim Shuvim, Mayim Shuvim is Mitameim. That if you go Rosh Hashanah Mayim Shuvim, you're Tame Midrabanan. So therefore he stays with his Tumah Kala, the Tumah Kala doesn't change. But the Tumah Chamura, Sveket Tumah Chamura, Azlala. The Safik Tumah Chamura is definitely gone. In other words, the Tumah Chamura is gone no matter what, because he went into two mikvahs, one of them was kosher. So goodbye, Tumah Chamura. Good riddance, Tumah Chamura. He's done with the Tumah Chamura. Misafik, you don't bring him back to Tumah Kala. See, right, the second mikvah he went into might have been the Mayim Shuvim mikvah. But since he left the status of Tumah Chamura, we do not put him back. In this, to put him now into a status of Tumah Kala, if he's in the status of Tumah Kala, and you don't know if he got out of the status of Tumah Kala because maybe the second mikveh he went into was Mayim Shuvim, so he still has the Tumah Kala because Mayim Shuvim also gives him Tumah Kala, so he stays with his Tumah Kala. because when he went into both mikvahs, the first mikvah, you don't know if he went out of the status of Tumah Kala, and when he went into the second mikvah, you don't know if he went out of the status of Tumah Kala. When we're talking about Tumah Chamura, since you know Mimanav Shechi went out of his Tumah Chamura, because you know he went into a kosher mikvah, Elamai of Safik now, if he went into a Tumah Kala, we're not moored him down to a Tumah Kala once you know he left the Tumah Chamura. That's the big chiddush of the Rash to explain this Tosefta. So three gedolei olam, the shiur siyank if you're a day, reish alef, sif kon yir alef, sholem meishiv, tlisach, ele gimel, sim reish gimel, avnei nezi, yor dereish nan alef, or motzi, medivrei arash, klal golda bedinei chazak, shchol dover, she'echod osam maise, ma maise holo la tarma dairaisa, that anything, that somebody did a maise, and the maise was effective, to be metayr him edairaisa, somebody did a maisa, and the maisa was mitarim midaraisa, and we're misupik if it was mitarim midarabanan, like a woman who's tovelis, and she's misupekis if she had a miyut hamakbid, which is a little bit of a chatzitza, a miyut, and you know maybe she was still wearing her ring or something, so it's chotzit midarabanan. We're not mamid her on her chazaka kamaisa, on her cheskas tuma. Why? Since midaraisa vaday nitra b'tfila zu. Shuv gam legabei adirabanan lo mukminan la achetzkes tuma v'tahar midin safik dirabanan lekula. So we're not mamid her on her chazaka kamaisa. We're not mamid her on her chetzkes tuma. Why? Because midaraisa she definitely became tahar. So if it's legabei dirabanan, we're not mamid her on her chetzkes tuma, and she's tahar midin safik dirabanan lekula. So again, you have a woman who's tamei midaraisa. She definitely is now tahar midaraisa. Elamayor Mesupik, if she had a Miyur HaMakbid, which is Chotzeitz Midrabanan. So you do not put her back in her Chazaka Kamaisa of Cheskas Tuma. Because what was her original Cheskas Tuma? Her original Tuma was Daraisa. And now you're Mesupik about Darabanan. Once we get out of the Daraisa, you don't go now into Sfekas Darabanan. Just like once the person becomes Tar from the Tuma Chamura, you don't say, oh, maybe he was Tamein Abba Tuma Kala by going into the Mayim Shuvim Mikvah. See here also, the woman left her cheskas tuma daraisa. So now, what do you say about her? You don't now be morid her and say, oh, but you still have a cheskas tuma darabana. No, once you left your cheskas tuma daraisa, goodbye cheskas tuma. See you later. And there's no more suffix about the cheskas tuma darabana. And she's tahora now. You had a suffix if she had a miyura makbid, but she's going to be tahora because suffix darabana lekula. Just like when you have tuma chamura. And he went into the two mikvahs, mikvah ksheira and mayim shuvim mikvah. So what do we say? We say that he's tar from the tumah chamura. And what about the tumah kala? Tumah kala that maybe went second into the mayim shuvim mikvah. We say safek derabanan lakula. It's only when he already has a cheskas tumah derabanan. Only when he has a cheskas tumah of tumah kala, then we will say that he stays with it if he didn't leave that chazaka. But once he left the chazaka daraisa, and you have a suffix about the chazaka darabanan, he sticks with his chazaka daraisa. We're not married him to the chazaka darabanan, and we say sveka lekula. The biur is that in chazaka meikare is that we're machriya that since until now he was tame, he didn't change from what he was, and since this woman was tovelas midaraisa, her din changed because until now she was tame and now she's tahara. So now it's not shaykh to be mamdur like Abed Rabbanan al Cheskasa. Shebelav hachi nishtan adina. Anyway, now her din changed. Normally we say mikar chazaka de meikara that the din didn't change. But here the din did change. Here it's not meikara. Kid meikara. Here it's not like it was originally. Once it's not like it was originally, don't say, oh, she originally had a cheskas tuma. So let's keep her with her cheskas tuma. She originally had a cheskas tuma daraisa, let's keep her with the cheskas tuma darabana. No, the reason you keep her with the cheskas tuma daraisa is because you know that it didn't change, but here you know that it did change. Since here you know that it did change, she's no longer tumea midaraisa, you also say that she's not tumea midarabana. Because that she has no chazaka for, and sveika darabana is lakula. Ela, shenimsa lefiza davar nifla. So according to this, the davar nifla will come out. The kol zeh may say tumei midaraisa. Avelisha tabla tumas kesim shtumas midarabanan. That's all she was tumei midaraisa. Let's say she's only tumei midarabanan, and then she's a safik mira makbid. So then she's going to remain tumei because it didn't change. Gevaldik. So we have even more than this in a ma'arit, which please God we're going to see in the next shir, and then we're going to get back to the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and we are going to see continued niflos mitaras Hashem. In the meantime, we saw in the philosophy of Taras Hashem And Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo, we should just be zoche to continue in good health and prosperity, which we all need at this time. And Simcha V'tuv Leva Meirov Kol, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.